Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And have a. I'm glad you're here. We got Jay Baer here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jay is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, digital marketing expert, president and founder of Convince and Convert, the author of Utility, Y-O-Utility, Smart Marketing, and it's all about smart marketing. He's our good friend, Jay Baer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, fantastic to be back. Thank you very much for having me.
Good to have you here. So, I am so not hip when it comes to the kids. They put up with me, and in the old days, Russia and the United States had something called détente, peaceful coexistence. You know, me and my young associates, we have détente, one of the things I love to do is use my references to talk to them. Because it just really messes with their head when they have no idea what I'm talking about. And so that must be, and of course, that's how I feel when they use things like cray-cray, which you tell me is like 2 years old, right? And,
yeah.
And I just learned what that means, and I just learned what BFF means, right? So I'm kind of behind. Young people have their own dialect these days, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I guess they probably always have. It's just that it's magnified now.
We had Pig Latin in my day.
Sure. Well, and now, I've got two teenagers at home, and so that makes it a little easier for me to stay up on things, but I certainly am not at the forefront. But I tell you, they communicate now so much more than we ever communicated because they're always texting each other on Snapchat or Instagram or Twitter. So the amount of written communication that they have back and forth is extraordinary.
I'm predicting an epidemic of carpal tunnel in about 35 years. What do you think?
Hey, let me tell you a story for the Jim Blasingame audience. It happened to me. I actually got, there's a condition called texting thumb, and I actually got it. And I'm a middle-aged man. I went to the doctor, and I said, my thumb really hurts. He's like, are you on your phone all the time? I said, yeah, I'm a digital marketing expert. He's like, well, you got what we call the texting thumb, and I had to, like, have a brace and the whole thing. True story.
And counseling, too, right?
Yeah. Well, it was a little embarrassing, I gotta tell you.
I'm embarrassed for you, Jay. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the kids have their own dialect, their own way of speaking, and you've been talking recently about whether you've observed some companies are trying to weave their way into that demographic using their language. Is that smart?
I think it's circumstantial, and there are a lot of companies doing it, especially companies that are trying to reach a youth audience, but exclusively those kind of companies. There's the one that gets tossed around most often is the term BAE, which is spelled B-A-E, and BAE stands for, it's an abbreviation actually, it stands for before anyone else, but it now means essentially your girlfriend or your significant other, that kind of thing, and so it's become kind of a common slang term in youth culture, and lots of brands throw it into their social media. In fact, there's a Twitter account, it's quite funny, called Brands Saying Bay. It's at Brands Saying Bay. It's pretty funny. There's a lot of sort of misuse, you know, IHOP saying, hey, you know, let's have some hip pancakes. It just seems a little out of character. But the problem that I have with it is not necessarily using it. I think it's a little bit foolish in some cases, but the challenge is, and most times in social media, when you put a message out there, everybody who follows you sees that message, not just kids. So you and I see it, and we're like, what? This is, I don't even know what this means.
BAE, that's British Airways, right?
Yeah, correct.
British Aerospace. Yeah. Don't they make us the 320?
Yeah, and that's the problem, right, is that, you know, social media is not like direct mail or radio or other technology where you can do target, right? I can say, look, let me say this one way to this person, say it a different way to somebody else. In social media, you put it out there, and typically everybody sees it. So half your audience is like, I have no idea what that means. Mm-hmm. And half your audience is like, oh, that's pretty funny and neat. So I think that's the challenge, is that you are, by definition, confusing a good part of your audience.
Right. No, exactly. And I'm not sure, knowing, you know, I'm not sure, it would seem to me that you'd have to be pretty darn good and subtle and really targeted to get away with it with the young kids, right? Because maybe they think that a young person is doing this for the company. But, I mean, if you miss the mark even by a millimeter, they're going to sniff that out, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're going to see it as manipulation.
Absolutely. And that demographic is really sensitive to that.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. You know, brands trying to be cool. I mean, young people are much more suspicious.
Yeah, I learned my lesson about that. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, what I would do, if I was one of those brands, this is genuinely what I would tell one of our clients is, okay, if you want to go that route, don't just pepper your social media communication with slang. Why don't you create the guide to modern slang and publish that
right,
so that everybody can find it? That's what I would
do. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. So you know what I call that? I call that knowing your place.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Precisely. Precisely. But it's funny how many of those crop up. And hey, I am happy to admit it here on the show. There's times where I see things and I have to go over to my daughter and say, "What does this mean?" You know, it's nice to have a.
And you hope she tells you you hope she tells you the truth, right?
That's right. I hope so. She knows where her bread's buttered.
Yeah. And, I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't say, "Dad, I can't really tell you that, but because I'd be violating a code of my gender,
right.
my generation
code." Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, if I tell you, I have to kill you, Dad. But, so what's the answer?
Well, I think the answer is to understand if you're going to use something like that, to either do it in a context or a circumstance where you can make sure that mostly or only youth are seeing it. So
right.
Targeting is one of the solutions.
Right.
I think the other solution is if you're going to use it, do it tongue-in-cheek. And
ironically, right?
Do it
ironically.
That's right.
Become a hipster,
right?
Do it like a hipster.
Right. That's right. Because then if you or I see it and we don't know what it means, we still get the joke.
Right.
If it's done ironically.
Right.
And that's where it's not being done ironically today. And you know, your pancakes and your waffles and your Mountain Dew are only from
right.
hip, right?
I mean, well, and see, it's like with my grandsons, you know, if I do it, if I talk to them, if I want to really be hip, I talk to them and I say it to them as if I know I don't know what I'm talking about, and they get a kick out of that, right? Because
absolutely,
because I know my place, Jay.
You're playing awesome.
I need your website, please.
My website is convinceandconvert.com.
Check it out. Jay Baer and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.